All right, and in 5, 4, 3, 2. I know, easy. I think about that every time. But hey, it's Jordan.
It's Randy.
And welcome to the Boy for a Chat podcast, the podcast for the hopeless romantics.
And just the hopeless.
And for all you lover boys and lover girls out there, this is the Love Island edition. I feel like I always stop after this because I expect you to put the song, like our song, in here, but you normally don't.
I never do.
You never do. Listen back, I'm like,
Yeah, because I think we need like a bleep, like our little intro, and it's like, oh, because we're always off track doing something else, I feel like. And I think it's always funny to like start, because our podcast isn't just going to be about Love Island, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
it's like I like people seeing a glimpse of our personalities and what like preparing them for the future, and then I play the song.
No, that's fine. I just like at first, because it took me like we only had 3 episodes out, but I would just like pause because I'm like, oh, she's gonna drop the song in here, and then you keep the pauses in,
And
like.
then I don't.
Anyways,
I took her to the island. Little shorty, she be wildin', yeah. Cause I always got a smilin', she can't stop. Yeah, I always got a smilin', she won't stop.
Baby took me to the island.
Start the podcast off every time saying this: give production their tins, give
Yeah.
production their
In
tins.
10, 20s.
No, so seriously, because I ever say I feel like ever since they moved, why do I sound like I have a lisp right now?
Your voice right now, like since you've been on the phone call, has been like very like calm. It's very, I also was like, wow, do you have a good day at work today? Or, because you're like very zen right now.
Bro,
You're
I'm
like,
telling you,
it's
LB.
giving Nara Smith. You're like, hi, it's Jordan.
Yeah,
Like,
that's
I
my new
see.
vibe,
Oh,
actually.
Jordan.
LB's TikTok lives be having me. Like, shout out to LB. But
That what you're doing right before this?
bro, I'm not kidding. Every time I get a notification that
Aww.
he's on live, I just tune in. Like, I stop what I'm doing and I just like sit there and I'll just like lay there like with Gus or like do stuff. Like, yeah, I'll just tune in.
Gonna grab something really quick.
I don't know if we're keeping this part in, but for anybody who's like, who the heck is Elvie? It's this one guy on TikTok who's from Ghana, and he'll just go on live at different points in the day and like sing worship songs, and I think it's really precious. And I tune into those. Tuning back in. So yeah, production, they're tins. But ever since they moved to Peacock, I really do think, like, I don't know if they got a whole new team or what, but they've been in their bag. Cause even last season, not like does not compare to this season, but it was still like pretty good. But anyways. Starting off this week, what did we write down? We had kind of like that first dumping. This was a Casa Amor week, so there's so much that happened, and it's kind of hard to think back to what like happened at the very beginning. But we had like the two of the bombshells, Cassidy and Nigel, were in, and then there was a was it a vote that got the that got them put in the bottom?
It was,
I think we
yeah,
had a vote. Yeah, there
our
was.
vote. It was our vote, yeah.
And there is a dump a recoupling that or Jesus Christ. Anyways, there's a vote. The people in the bottom were Nigel, Rob, Liv, and Cassidy. And it was kind of really savage because production had each of the islanders one by one go up and stand behind who they wanted to save, and everyone with the least amount went home. And obviously the people with the lowest people standing behind them, and by lowest I mean like Nigel had one guy, Kenny, and Cassidy had 0 people, and it was painful to watch. Like, it was really, I felt so bad for her because all the girls stood behind Liv, which we knew was going to happen, but when it got towards the end, it was like their votes didn't really matter. So I was really hoping and praying that someone stood behind Cassidy just so she wasn't alone.
And someone did whisper under their breath. They were like,
Liv.
go stand, or oh, was it Liv
Liv. Liv
that said?
said, please go stand behind her, Leah. Like, she said,
Behind
please
her.
go stand behind her. Because it was just really sad. Like, it broke my heart to watch her stand there. Like, I just felt so sad for her. And yeah, she
Especially
really
because
was
they just had that
alone.
heart to heart right before as well.
Yeah, she really was just like alone. And so that was, I felt sad to see Cassidy go like that because we didn't really get to know her And I was like, dang, like she literally, they literally just got there. Like honestly wasted their time. And then sent them out. Horrible. Not, I don't care about Nigel, but you actually had a thing about Nigel.
Yeah, after the recoupling, literally right after the recoupling, obviously tensions are kind of high. Like they're sending people home that they didn't want. No, you said Nigel was in the bottom?
Nigel was in the bottom. So sorry. I skipped kind of towards the end of Nigel and Cassidy's story. What you're talking about is there was a recoupling.
I'm talking about before that, yeah.
Yeah, Randy's talking about before that. So I skipped
backtracking before this. Oh, yeah, because that was really, that just threw me off. Okay, before this recoupling, he was obviously coupled with Liv, and they had to send home, who was it?
He sent home Connor.
Connor. And so they were like, she was kind of shook up about it because she chose him instead of Connor. She was like, hoping to get to know him more. Maybe they'll like each other. Maybe they won't. Also, like, saved his ass, gave him more opportunity, sent Connor home. That was her friend. She was upset about it, clearly. Everybody was upset about it. And he had the audacity, to come back and be like, I just didn't like the vibe. I feel like you don't want me here.
Yeah, like, it was weird.
I said, what? She just sent her friend home. What do you mean? Like, that was so crazy to me.
He made it about him. Like, he literally, he was like, he basically pulled up, what about my feelings? Not really. He's the one who had the harder end of it.
Like, what do you mean?
Being Connor home. But
even he said it to Cordell too, because he pulled Cordell aside and said something. Cordell was like, what?
It was weird.
She just also sent her friend home. That was Oliver's friend. Everyone's emotional right now.
I was not sad to see Connor go. He could have left 2 weeks ago. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. I'm on his head still.
Jordan's Connor's biggest hater.
biggest hater, period. Like, it's not going to stop. And there was this one, there's this podcast.
I was wondering if you were going to speak on it.
Yes, I forget her name, but we'll put it in the comments. But she interviewed Connor when he got out, and she was on his ass, as she should have been. And I loved it. She did not let him, like, every single thing that I was like, that's weird. Why'd you do that? Like, she did not let up. That entire was a 30, 40 minute interview. She just kept saying, well, what about this? What about this? She asked him about microaggression. She asked him, like, what did Janae do to make you hate her? Like, she took it. Shout out to that girl. But anyways, and then Nigel was just, we weren't really connected to Nigel anyway, and he was just kind
of like, he just got there, like, you think, like hello, goodbye, that's all it was, for real.
Yeah, but then, like, afterwards, I totally forgot about this, but I did find, like, his text to his ex, which she had posted. He was, like, just a gross person.
Yeah, he was like, by the way, you need to go lose some weight and da, da da da. I'm going to Love Island Villa to find actual love. Good luck. And I'm like, what is
also casting him in Love Island clearly made him think he was the prize.
Yeah, it, on more than one occasion, the way he was talking,
and
or his mom did.
Woo, that's crazy. No tea, no shade, no lemonade, but baby.
I'll be all shade. extra sour lemonade, as far as I'm concerned, because, like, you're not even hot enough to be acting the way you were acting. Let's just be for real.
And you know what? I knew, as someone, so my stepdad's a barber, right? And so I've been in barbershops like that. And, like, also growing up Black, being in the, like, hair salon, it's just a really big part of, like, the culture. As soon as he popped up on screen and I saw his haircut and his line,
you know what time it was?
Lack thereof, I said, oh, he could go. Like, I knew already. I said, he could get out. Because I knew what he was about.
Interesting.
I know. I was like, man.
I mean, even Miguel had the do-rag on, baby.
Yeah, but anyways, bye, Connor. So sorry for you, Cassidy. Like, I hope they bring you back for another season and you get to try it again.
I bet they will next season.
I really hope they do.
I bet she'll be an OG.
That was kind of savage. I hope she comes back as an OG. But anyways, moving on to the biggest chunk and one of the most exciting weeks. I think at this point in time, I feel very comfortable in saying this is one of the best seasons of Love Island across all countries.
All countries.
Like, it's, I'm sad. Mine, like, I, yeah. Right, we're prepping for the Olympics. But, like, I'm literally counting down my time until, like, we get our first look, right? And then, like, after the first look, like, oh my god, it's like, dude, now we have the episode. Like,
Jordan and I were talking last night, literally after the episode, I said, I just want the next day to go over. Like, I just want to sleep through the day so that Love Island comes on.
Yeah, it's insanely good. So this week we have Casa Amor, and we knew it was coming. We knew it was coming, but what was really, so some things leading up to Casa Amor that happened, what Rob and Liv kind of started getting a little bit closer, a little bit flirty. Cordell and Serena got closer, and like she really opened up to him, which I was like, dang. So like, I was like, okay, so she does like him. Like, you know, we've been
It was very confusing because it's like, but I feel like I shouldn't have been confused because that's me. Serena in that situation is very much a me because I close off until I'm like, wait, do I? And then when you do, it's like, boom, you do. And it's like, everything is then.
Yeah. Well, and then something I totally forgot that someone online had pointed out is that Serena had mentioned that she, like, in almost every relationship, that's she's been so cheated dumb. On. So she's like truly out here just like trying to protect herself. And I think like the way she maybe did it wasn't the most fair to Cordell, but like it really wasn't like anything about him. Like, I think it was just her.
Also, what do you think about in real life time? Who's opening up like that in 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm. I will say, sorry, go ahead.
No, I just said not me. Like, I wouldn't
yeah. have opened up like that in 3 weeks. I go back and forth on like, okay, in the outside world, how would it really work versus the Love Island villa? But at the same, like, even though things work differently on the outside, you were in the Love Island villa and therefore
yeah, I know. It's all part of playing the game different. And like doing a TV show and stuff like that. However, it's just like,
it's very unrealistic.
Emotions into play. I don't disagree with how she handled it entirely as a human, not as a reality TV star. You know,
in 2 to 3 weeks, they would have gone on what, 2 to 3 dates? You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't have been that deep. Like, it would not have been
maybe
that
not
deep.
Even three. She moves faster than I do.
And so, oh gosh. So yeah, Cordell and Serena got closer. Leah and Miguel, I really think they match each other's freak. Like,
yeah, we were just discussing this because they're both kind of toxic and they're both enough toxic to like balance each other out and almost make it wholesome.
Mm-hmm. I think he's good for her and I think she's good for him. I really do. I think their chemistry is really good and they just vibe really, I hate that I said that, but they just like vibe really well together. Janae and Kenny were getting to know each other, which I wasn't too sure about Kenny and like his intentions, you know, because he had said like some weird thing about like, oh, Janae's single, you know, so it's like, okay, is he using her, is he not using her? It's kind of hard to tell there.
That's how I was the week before, but as I started like this week before they left for Casa, you know, I was like, oh, he's kind of like a little cupcake.
I love Kenny. He looks like character off the Backyardigans, but like, I mean that in the best way.
That's so funny. I didn't realize he was so tall.
I love Kenny. Look.
Dude, he's like a gentle giant.
Yeah. He's so sweet. And so, oh, and then what, Kaylor and Aaron, like Aaron almost said he loved her, but then it just got weird. Like, it was like one of those things where like you have these emotions but you don't want to say them and you're not saying them, and they just ended at like, I have love for you.
I just feel like if you're gonna say it with your chest.
Also 2-3 weeks you love them. Again, I've not been in Love Island, and Love Island time works differently, so the emotions there are probably very real. I think they probably don't love each other, but they're in like heavy like for each other, and you know, like that just like overwhelms you. Go ahead and sing that song instead of love, because I promise at that point in time, like, it's not love, like it's not unconditional.
Said it though, that really irritated me. It was like the you know, I almost said something to you 2 times today.
Yeah,
I'm just like, just say it. Just
also say it. Grow up. But what was so annoying is I could remember, like, I've been in, you know, I've dated a few people, and I remember like those emotions and like that kind of like restart crossing the line of like, okay, I really like this. Why did you just frown? Randy just made a face. She went,
well, because I can't imagine. That sounds like really fascinating, but like, I'm weird to, like, put myself in your space because I've just never felt that for somebody. So like,
it's a weird phase. Like, dating as a whole is just such a vulnerable time, because like, you're really, even if you like are kind of exclusively seeing someone, you're putting yourself out there for yourself to be hurt by them, for them to like at any point in time be like, actually, now I'm out, you know what I mean? And it just like, it really makes you question almost everything, and you're kind of like walking on eggshells in the best way and in the worst way. It's like really exciting, but it's also like the worst thing that ever happened to you. And it's just like a lot of emotions. And then when you kind of get to that place of like, okay, like I really like them, like it's exciting, it's nerve-wracking, it's like all the things. Like it's a crazy
time. I've had a crush or two.
Yeah.
I've just never done the second half of a crush, like the crossing into like the love, the like love area. It's very just been
like, or the, even like the, not even like the love, but like the DTR, sorry, the define the relationship area where you're like, do you like me? Do you want to do like that is kind of like where Aaron and Kayla are at. And so like it was annoying because like watching that, I was like, ugh, like I know exactly.
No, I physically was like stare down.
It was a lot, but also I just don't like Aaron. Oh, I didn't like him already at this point in time. I was like,
after the yelling thing, yeah, you did take like 5 steps backwards.
I took a whole, I turned around, I faced, I said, eh, it's over. Don't you ever yell at women like that, ever. Yeah, so Aaron, I was already cool off of him. But then we see the cost of war, which again, I love the way they did it, because the guys got a text message that said, hey, you have a something to extend it. You have a choice. You can either stay here in the villa or go to Casa More. And Miguel ran. Like he said, he's like, if there's a cartoon, there would have been like a dust cloud behind him. Like he like exited so quick.
Which wasn't shocking because I know who Miguel is. You know who Miguel is. We all know who Miguel is.
Miguel knows who he is.
You know,
it's not a surprise.
Knows who Miguel is. And so everybody expected that. So nobody was mad at him because he's 100% honest about who he is.
Also, I respect that. I'm like, he walked in there. He said, I'm an F boy. And like, it is what it is.
But so I
said,
okay. Trying to find love.
Like, okay, good for you. Welcome. Like, literally, that's what it is. And so Miguel left. Rob made a joke, but then Rob ended up leaving. And then it kind of came down to Cordell, Kendall, and Aaron, kind of because they were, those three were in the most committed situations at that point in time. And they were like, what should we do? Should we leave? And Cordell's giving this whole like,
first,
though.
Mm-hmm. Three, right? Kenny went first.
Oh, yeah. Kenny left.
But that is not surprising to me because they had only been coupled for like one day.
1 to 2 days. Yeah. It was so very fresh.
It was very like cute and, you know, like you hope they stay together, but.
Not surprising that he left. It makes sense that he left.
Like,
yeah, I would have left too. You know what I mean? Like, it's so fresh. But also, hold on. So Cordell and Aaron and Kendall are like talking about, okay, here's, if we go, we have to be respectful. Here's the ground rules. We're not sharing beds. We're not kissing. Like, you know, we're not kissing outside of challenges. Da 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 da. They said, yeah, okay, let's do that. But let's go. Let's test our relationship. Break. And then they went to CASA. But I'm gonna say something that might be controversial. Committed relationship or like in a relationship like they were at that stage or not, I would have gone to CASA anyway, because realistically ain't no way all my friends are leaving and I'm staying here. No, I'm gonna go.
Agree.
I'm gonna go.
I agree, except for Aaron, because you're not, you just about said I love you. That's different. That's like the other people haven't even thought about saying it, but the fact that like less than 24 hours ago you were like, oh, I almost said I love you, and then you were like, crazy to me. That's why you can't put your trust in a man.
No, Aaron. Yeah, Aaron. I mean, okay, here's the thing. I still stand firm, and I think everybody should have gone simply for the fact that like, imagine if any one of them stayed and it was like kind of just them and the girls. Like, you could go to CASA without having the intention of like living off the CASA.
Yeah, experience. You can just have fun.
You could just go and have fun with your friends. Like, that's where I was going to be.
Yeah, but it was clear that they were having a crisis. Like, talking, they were like, the fact that they even had to talk about the setting of boundaries, it was like,
yeah.
Something's up your sleeve.
And so, and then the girls find out, Ariana Maddox comes in the villa and she's like, girl, like they had a choice. Kayla's upset. All the girls are a little bit upset, but then they're like, whatever. And they just kind of like have fun. And then we see kind of CASA kind of start. And so we had already met the CASA people on After Sun, which I don't know if you watched After Sun, Randy, but.
Only clips. It's just like not really my cup of tea.
Yeah, I love UK. I do watch it now because like they really do be spilling.
I do love Maura Higgins though. Maura Higgins. Girl,
yeah. And so we see who are the CASA girls. Let's see if I can remember all these names. Destiny, Catherine, Daniela, Sydney, Daya, look, I don't know. I might be missing someone else, but oh, Sierra, this beat is automatic, supersonic.
I'm gonna like edit all of the like our singing breaks together after this, like at all of our singing breaks, because we've stopped multiple times just to sing songs at the end of Love Island and just put them all together in a reel.
Copyright issue, but okay.
Not for us singing.
We're not big enough for them to copyright us.
It's a remix. That's like
remix.
We made this. Real. It doesn't even sound like the song. No shade. I think your voice is beautiful. I'm talking about collectively and be like a mashup. Anyways,
So the Casa guys, I am not even gonna try to remember the names, but I will say, actually, no, I could do this. Here we go. We got George. There's a B. Brad.
Ignacio.
Ignacio. Yeah, but I'm trying to remember what the heck this guy's name was. I don't know. Starts with a B. Ignacio, Josiah, Jacoby, Kane. And I think that was it. And I will say, people I loved off the bat, Ignacio, which that was a controversial opinion because Randy had it and one of my coworkers had it too. Because I said, I love Ignacio. As soon as he walked on the screen, I said.
Well, it's because when she said, she's like, how she said it, I was like not attracted to him. And I think it was like the beads on his neck, his necklace. I was like, oh, that's a choice. But I know that like a lot of men, like Spanish men, Italian men, tend to lean like towards more of that like feminine fashion and stuff. So after I got used to that and he started like actually talking, I was like, oh.
He was just like, he just reminds me of like people that I've known who are Brazilian and Spanish. And I love those people. And so it like, not that he like reminds me of home, but like he was just so familiar to me and like familiar in the best way. And so as soon as he came on screen, it just felt like kind of like a warm hug. And I was like, I love him so much. And yeah. Huh?
It's a warm hug. That's so cute.
Yeah, that's what he reminded me of. And but I will say none of the Casa guys are doing it at first, but the only one who I would have been like, okay, a little bit of me, which I don't have a type, but like Jacoby, he would have done it for me in Casa personally if I was there.
Oh, like, Louisiana.
And so I loved it. Okay. Like I don't know what it, like he
that was so when you texted me that I said, oh, okay.
I felt a little corny to me, but I was like, but I'm eating it up. I like corn.
I don't know. I did like him. I think he was a respectful Southern gentleman. But I just wasn't attracted to him.
Oh, that's fair. It wasn't like an immediate attraction, but after he was on screen, and I think it was, well, let's dive into these Casa couples, right? Let's start with the girls, because that will take the quickest amount of time. Because these men are out here wilding. But let's start with the girls. So we see Janae, who, of course, has her little thing with Kenny, and she's getting to know Josiah, who... I'm going to reserve some of the comments I've said about him offline for offline, but not a fan of Josiah at all, like in any way, shape, or form.
Well, first off the bat, he said to her, like, oh, I just got a relationship that didn't work. You know what I mean? And then she's like, oh, what happened? And then he's like, oh, I was dating two girls at once. And she's like, what do you mean by that? What do you mean? What do you mean by that? What do you mean? What do you mean by that? He meant what he said. He's like, oh, what? And then they found out. That's what happened. And then he went in and explained to her. He was like, oh, yeah, but I like this girl's values and this girl this. But this girl had this and this. And I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, the only thing I could give him credit for is that he, like, said it and owned up to it. So, like, and that, unfortunately, is more than most men would do because the bar is in hell. Like, so shout out to him, I guess. But... other than that, I was like, Janae, if you keep entertaining this man, you just need to dead it. Like, there's no reason. And I really did start questioning her a lot during Casa because she kept entertaining him. And I said, Janae, I need you to be so serious right now.
She had such a better conversation with Jacoby, too.
Yeah, and Jacoby wasn't sitting out here like, I cheated on two people at the same time. What?
And you know why I don't give him credit for admitting that? Because you know what they say, right? The men that cheat, especially like married men, you know that they're married most of the time. Like, if a man's going to go cheat, usually they'll be like, I'm married. Did you know that? It's like 70-30. They'll tell you that they're married.
Yeah, I just don't know why she continued to entertain him, but Janae did. So she was in a little triangle with Jacoby and Josiah, and I got mad every time she talked to Josiah and, like, allowed him. She slept in bed with him. Like, I was just like, that's just weird. People who didn't really talk to other people, Kaylor, she didn't really even try, if I'm being honest. Like, she was just like, Aaron. She was sitting there crying over Aaron, like, the whole time. Every time she would think about him, she would just cry.
Which is funny, because before anything really happened, I think it's like the second night, the boys were all in the room and they were making a joke, and they said, Aaron cried over Rob. Imagine what he'd do if you took his girl.
Oh yeah, the Casa boys said that when they were coming in. They were like, we take Kaylor. But that would assume that Aaron's not a lizard person and has feelings. So what else? Serena also, this is the moment where I was like, okay, she really does like Cordell.
Because when she started tearing and crying.
Yeah, Serena was crying over Casa T because she missed him.
Yeah.
She also didn't get to know other people. She kind of closed herself off. Leah did make a good effort to get to know other people, but she was just like, I'm just not feeling it. And I felt so bad because I loved Iggy and I didn't know who he vibed with. I just wanted him to stay for the vibes. He was just a good guy. Just so funny, so lighthearted. And then Nicole tried to get to know other people, but she was like, no, I'm feeling Kendall. And then Liv was the only person who was really single at the time, but I really don't think she truly got, like, vibed with anybody in that villa. Like, they were just all kind of there, and she just kind of, like, had to. I do wish George got more of a chance from anybody, though, because he was so sweet, too. Like, just a very kind someone. I don't know what to say. His name is George. Really kind.
I don't even remember him.
That's fine. He was just so sweet. Just a really calming presence. And so, yeah, that's who the girls were working with in Casa. Now, these men.
Is that what we're calling them?
I'm trying to be PC here. Like, I am really not.
I love that.
I'm not trying to be like a she-man, he-hater. But, yeah.
Is that what you're telling me right now? Is I'll be that.
I'm really trying to be palatable to the people.
You know, okay, but I already saw what happened, so.
Okay, so we heard what the girls were doing over in Casa. Being respectful, not kissing out of challenges, sleeping outside.
Sleeping outside. And a tropical island full of mosquitoes, bugs, spiders. Continue.
Mm-hmm. And these guys, who, mind you, had just given that whole, okay, we're not going to do XYZ speech. We're not going to kiss outside of challenges. We're not going to sleep in the same bed. We're not going to do da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We're only going to talk. We're only going to use words to communicate.
They said this. They set the boundaries for themselves.
They set these boundaries. Broke them 5 hours in. They get to Casa and we're like, we're on a lad's holiday, and just went crazy. All of them hopped in the bed with someone else. They were all cut, like, it's hard, you can't even pick out a single one of them who didn't do it. Maybe besides Kendall, he slept in a bed, but I think Kendall the entire Casa week was maybe the most respectful, where he didn't actually kiss anybody outside of any challenges, and he really did just kind of stick to, like, talking to people to explore, but he barely did that because he was missing Nicole. Rob, free agent, also the next most respectful person in that villa.
And he was going to tell you everything you need to know.
Kenny as well.
I don't fault him. I don't fault him because he literally just got into that couple.
Mm-hmm. And then we have, who should we start first with, Randy?
Boyfriends of the year. Let's start off with Miguel, because that's the least harmful.
Mm-hmm.
Because he also low-key just got into that couple.
Yeah, Miguel also just got into
that couple. Really getting into it, they just got into that couple.
Yeah, so Miguel was talking to a few different girls, but he ended up liking Sierra the most, which honestly, I, as far as the Casa girls go, Sierra was my favorite, and she is the most likable Casa girl.
Yeah, if you're gonna pick from the bad apples, then she's the one without the worm in it.
I don't think she's bad. I really do back it. I think, see, I really do like Sierra. Or at least I did. Anyways, Sierra, Miguel was coupled with Sierra. I don't think he did anything wrong. Also, he knows who he is. We know who he is. Leah knows who he is the entire week. She was in Casa. She was like, yeah, Miguel's probably getting to know. Like, she's very realistic about what time he's on, which is everybody's on the same page. So cool. Now let's move to the people who apparently weren't on the same page. Let's start. Who should we start with, Randy?
I think we should save the best for last.
Okay, let's start with Cordell.
Yeah.
Okay. Cordell is getting to know this girl. I really don't want to be that person who doesn't know how to pronounce her name, but I really do forget if it's Daya or if it's Daya. It might be Daya. But he's getting to know this girl named Daya who walks in, only wants Cordell, and is like, you deserve someone to come in who's only about you. I'm here for you, King. You should be treated well. Like, as a principal, I hate, and I hate that men fall for it. Because men, bro, like, please.
All you gotta do is tell them, like, about themselves, and they'll fall in love with you.
Also, I hate when girls do the baby voice. I hate.
Off the jump, I didn't even know what kind of person she was, and the voice was just, like, doing it
to me. I hate when, now, if that's her real voice, sure. But, like, you could tell when a girl's, like, putting it on and trying to sound, like, cutesy, and I can't deal with it.
It's
gross.
Because
talk normal. Talk normal, babe. Like,
yourself.
I don't.
Also, like, when they were talking and she was doing the baby voice and then, you King, like, I just like you so much. Like, that's all she said. Like, they really
had
conversations other than that.
Like, unless they didn't show it, but like, name one thing you actually know about Cordell and that you actually like about him.
Because what's Cordell's middle name? Go.
Odell.
Which was another thing we found out first day of CASA, right?
Before CASA even started, dude.
Yeah, because it gets leaked because people are like, what's this girl's obsession with Cordell? Like people love Cordell, but something's not right. And guess what? She was under his big brother's comments.
That is in Odell's comments, probably in his DMs. So, yeah. So, a few things about Daya. I think it's Daya. I swear it's Daya.
My girl. Because I don't care.
So, Daya is in OBJ's comments section and in his DMs. Probably. We don't know. I'm sure he could find him, though. And, like, she's all up on Cordell's big brother, which we know he has a problem with, just off rip, because a lot of girls have tried to use him in that way, right? Mm-hmm. Another thing, Daya is 27 years old. I am 27 years old. Cordell is 22 years old. Now, don't get me wrong, I loved me some Cordell, but realistically, there's no way I'm going to go for and pursue a 22-year-old man at my big age.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
That's like a senior in high school dating, like going for the freshman, like right when they come in, and it's sickening.
Weird, like just weird behavior. When I say I love Cordell, like, is he attractive? Sure, but like mostly that was like, I feel like a big sister. Like he's just great. Like I just want the best.
He's cute.
You know what I mean? I think he's cute, but like I wasn't ever like, oh, that man. You know what I mean? Like seriously. But anyways, all that aside, I would not go for a 22-year-old person as I am currently. My cutoff, I would maybe consider 25. Like, if I'm being realistic, like, that's it. That's as low as I would go. Yeah. And that's kind of pushing it for me personally. But, and so she's in Odell's comments. And she could be his big sister. And she's going after him, and you're kind of like,
we'll keep it a bug. She she wants that last name so bad, so
Beckham.
Bad.
She won't even be Beckham Jr. She can be Beckham.
And she's devious and conniving, and you can see her scheming upon a rival.
Yeah, and Cordell again. Cordell is the only person she wants like the beeline for, and so and,
yeah,
and Cordell. After giving these, like, rules that the guys had to follow, first day is kissing her outside of challenges, sharing the bed with her, being, like, intimate with her. First day. Okay. Folded like a piece of paper, baby. So, which is just disappointing, because I think in CASA, you like there is a way to be respectful. Like there is a way to go about getting to know someone else without disrespecting. And like Casa girls are like they're on a different level than like any other islander because like they have one job to get into that villa. But I almost feel like they push the envelope a lot in ways like how to get in there, where it's kind of like
yeah,
you're being way risky.
You can tell who genuinely likes the people, like the islanders from the Casa groups, and the ones that are just trying to get into the villa.
Mm-hmm. And like I think about Sierra, she wasn't out here acting crazy to try to get into the
villa. She wasn't. She was just very like calm. She was being herself.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's great. And also, for me, like I just never got, like obviously everybody's different, but I just never got like the Casa girl concept of like. When you go into that, like when you go in there and like you know a guy is in a situation with another girl and he's like flirting, talking to you, sure, but like kissing you outside of like doing all things that you would do like with someone you were coupled up with, like I would personally not stand for a guy that I'm genuinely interested in getting to know disrespect the girl that he's like currently seeing.
You get him how you got him.
Yeah, because like that's just first of all disrespectful. Like I'm not gonna like I don't want you to do that to her, but then secondly, you're gonna do that to me.
Yeah,
like but I just think it's all about respect. And like they Cordell clearly didn't have any, and another person who didn't have any, Aaron.
My Jordan and I have talked for weeks since like week one and said that we think that Kaylor's gonna be the first Casa victim.
Yeah,
the first one. We've been saying that from the jump. And it's like even the first episode, I was like, this is not gonna be a good couple. They're on each other too much. This is very surface level. I don't think they even know each other for real. Have they probably grown to get to know each other? Absolutely. Like they've been in there for weeks. It's inevitable. But did it change our minds?
Stood on business that Kaylor would be the first Casa victim, and she indeed was. I was not anticipating Serena to be a default Casa victim. But I knew Kaylor would be because...
I don't know. I kind of did, though, because, you know, everyone was like, I hope Cordell finds what he wants in the Casa house. But I didn't think anybody would think he would take it to that extent.
Yeah, well, but also no one really knew that Serena was really into Cordell like
until
that.
Until Casa, yeah. Literally until the day. Which made you feel bad for Serena, which I said to you earlier this week, I did not think those words would ever leave my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's like, she really liked him. And so, but back to Aaron's trifling ass. He is getting to know.
Like Jordan's like, I don't want to have any opinions on like any of them about the villa. We get to Aaron, boom.
Look, but because this has been a long time coming, I felt this way about him for at least a week.
He's like, I'm waiting to get on your head.
Period. I've been waiting for this, and so Aaron. He gets to know this girl, Daniela, who I genuinely did think they had really good chemistry together. I thought him and Daniela had better chemistry than him and Kaylor, to be fair.
Well,
but, like, I also really liked him with Andrea. I don't know if it's because I just, like when his Spanish side comes out.
When he speaks Spanish, you're like, oh.
No, I wasn't like, feeling him that way, like, the way that I was when Andrea like came in.
Yeah, like he's
a different person. He looks like he feels like a different person, and it feels like more like he's having more like fun, you know what I mean? And so I really liked him, and I thought him and Daniela had good chemistry. Like I thought they were cute. And then he again, first day, kissing outside of challenges.
And not just a little
kissing up in the bed, making out.
I mean, they were like tongue deep.
Yeah. Yeah, like really, and he, that whole week in Casa, it was almost, not almost, it was very jarring to see because he was treating Daniela like they were, like that was his girlfriend. Like he would just like, physical touch has to be his thing because the way he would just so casually and normally go up to her, kiss her, hold her, whatever, like it was second nature for them. And it was like, hello? Like,
that's your work. Boys were shocked. Rob was even shocked. He was like, what is happening?
Yeah, it was like
that's his first love,
because there, and again, Casa was so crazy to me because it's like you should not need the threat of like your girl being there to like behave differently, you know what I mean? Like if these girls were in the main villa with everyone, like they would not have moved that way, which I think is like so grimy. Like that's just such a gross mindset and behavior to have. And yeah, but Aaron was he that was his girl. Like they went together. Yeah. They were together for years.
And
this is what it looked like.
Until the night before they go back home, a video gets sent to the girls of
which we're praying all these
dirty
for.
Little boys doing their dirty little deeds. And
yes.
Serena, heartbroken, but like she gets heartbroken like I do. Like when she's like it had her hyped. Like she was laughing, like, oh, I cannot believe this happened. She was like hyping herself. I handle situations differently communication-wise, which we'll talk about in a second. But like when somebody hurts my feelings, I'm like, oh, okay. Like I joke about it.
Yeah.
It wasn't funny when da, da, da. Like that's how I am too. Kaylor, obviously, we know how she reacts to things.
I thought Serena and Kaylor had both of them very realistic reactions, but very different reactions. Like Serena, she was like laughing in the way where it's like, yeah. That's all you could do. That's literally all you could do. Cause you're like, what the?
Like gags.
Yeah, you're like, cause ain't no way.
And then she like tears up and cries in private, which she's so real.
Yeah. So like, as we're seeing the guys like really getting to know and just like throwing caution in the wind and just like being with these girls full on in Casa, we see the girls in Casa being super respectful, missing their guys, only wanting to know what they're up to, you know, whatever. And then so they get a video, and in the video we have Cordell and Daya kissing, Cordell and Daya dry humping in bed. And then we have, they really did like not show Kaylor all the parts, but they showed Kaylor a conversation that Aaron was having with Daniela in Spanish, mind you, where he was like, I really want to kiss you, Daniela, you're so naughty. Yeah. And stuff. And they brought over Ignacio to like translate. They're like, Ignacio, what are they saying?
He was like, ew.
Yeah.
He didn't expect you to have a personal translator.
Right. They got your tea. They got what you said. And Kaylor, I mean, yeah, we knew what time she was gonna be on. I'm glad the girls got the video so they weren't blindsided, because that they would have been down atrocious.
I don't understand how the Islanders don't like it. Everybody knows what happens. Like you get a movie night, everything's being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be grimy and make it go unseen. It's not happening. That's not how reality TV works.
Yeah, and so Kaylor is just devastated, absolutely wrecked. Like it was like, ooh, and she watched that video about 50-11 times, and so does Serena.
Yeah, they're like, how many times have you watched that?
Yeah, and I do love, and we were talking about this, Randy, offline, but I do love what Casa does for like the girls. Like it brings them together. It really does bring all the girls together, no matter what phase of like relationships they're at with each other. Like they get clicked up, and so like, we see them really come together. And then when we see the video come out, that's where we see the trio break out too, because like, was it Liv and Nicole go comfort Kaylor, and then Leah and Janae go comfort Serena. And they had a funny moment where I thought, cause it was something I was like, oh dang, me and my friends for real, when they are watching the video and they have that Daya like, do you like CarMax? and then Serena and Leah like mocked her. They went, do you like CarMax? I said, that's real. That's and so I love like the little like how tight the girls get after that, because you really do need it. It is Friendship Island, and I will die on the hill. We should make that a t-shirt. It is Friendship Island. Because like you need your friends, and you need those relationships to like make it through. And yes, so they got that video the night before. They didn't know it was the recoupling, but the night before the recoupling, Kaylor's like, after she kind of has her like big emotional moments, so she has different outbursts, she then goes and like screaming at the cop, because the villas are like a block away from each other, probably. Like there's one on top of the hill, there's one down the hill. So and Kaylor's like screaming at the Casa house, and she's like,
"Are you, Aaron?" And they're like, "Who's yelling?"
Yeah, so the Casa people heard Kaylor yelling, and Aaron's like, oh, that's Kayla. That's Kayla yelling. Why is she going off? And like he kind of like had a feeling, right? And so then the next thing you see is Rob and Aaron talking, because they're besties, because Aaron is in love with Rob. And Aaron's like, you know what? It's just Kayla for me. Like, I just love that girl, and she's the one I want, and you know, whatever. So then Aaron has a conversation with Daniela where he deads it off. And why at the end of the conversation he gets up to kiss her goodbye, like he normally did throughout the whole week when she was his girlfriend?
It was fun while it lasted.
And then Like, he tried to kiss her. Like, hello? And, like, it was just real. Like, it was natural for him
being
to
want to kiss her. Girlfriend.
Like, no, it was, like, it wasn't even, like, a, okay, goodbye. It was, like, he was doing it out of instinct because that's how used to kissing her he was.
Honestly.
Sick. Also, he taught Daniela him and Kaylor's handshake.
Yeah, which is probably the grimiest thing of it all.
That's crazy.
That's intimate.
That's, Kaylor was the one who taught him that handshake. They created that together.
Oh, and Cordell also wearing Serena's ring the whole time.
Like, oh my gosh. Yeah, Cordell's like, I'm wearing Serena's ring.
I'm literally wearing her ring.
I just don't understand, like, how guys' brains, like, because, again, I think.
Oh, yeah, you said guys, this, too. You said this, too.
Guys' brains just, like, genuinely work differently from, like, ours, and I just, like, for the life of me, I can't comprehend it. I don't want to comprehend it either, but, like, I don't know how you act that way and then say, I was thinking about this girl the whole time. When? How? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
It's like you're making out with somebody. What are you thinking about right now? Taylor.
My girlfriend. What?
My girlfriend.
That's crazy to me. So anyways, so then Aaron is like, I want Kayla. And Rob slides into Daniela, and Daniela's like, okay. I know, I was feeling you the whole time. Which I think, look, I will say, the feminism leaves my body when Casa Amor happens. I swear to God. When the Casa Amor girls come on screen, I just feel my, like, woman empowerment leaving. Because I'm like, but I, and again, okay, I will say, I'm not the type of girl who could be coupled up with a guy and then, like, the next day be coupled, not even the next day, same night, be coupled up with his best friend.
Best,
like,
friend.
Can't do it.
Best friend.
Can't do it.
You know, outside the villa, I would have been like, fuck him. get your man. Inside the villa, it's like, yeah, you want to be in the villa so bad. That's what I thought. Yeah. Because you didn't talk to Rob all week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she
didn't. Your lips were pressed on freaking errands all week, and now you're into it. Which, Rob, it's so funny because he loves a brown girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he likes a little spice. But I mean, Danielle is obviously attracted to Rob. What else do we see? We see, I think, the Casa girl who worked the hardest to get into the villa, Catherine.
Yeah. Like, she was
talking to everybody. And I was like, okay. Catherine, Sydney also, I had to laugh at Sydney because she was on After Sun talking about, wow, I could take any girl's man, and da-da-da-da-da, like, going off about how she could get any guy. And Dear Reader, she got none.
It was so funny because she was, like, talking to Kenny, and she said, what do you think about sharing a bed with me? And he's like, sure, we can share a bed. And then she goes back and tells the girls, like, he wanted to share a bed with me. He asked me and was like, da da da, like,
yikes. I don't know, people go on these shows and lie.
On candid camera.
Or you're actually crazy and don't think you're lying, and then you need medication because that's crazy. But anyways, then they get notice that, okay, the recoupling's happening. Everybody's stressed. Girls are stressed, guys are stressed. The girls are, like, pissed because they know, you know, kind of, like, what's gone on. And we get to the end of the week, which I love how the producers aren't leaving us on cliffhangers, but we get to the recoupling. The Casa Amor recoupling. And it was an hour and a half of pure entertainment.
Joy.
Yeah, who came in for? So Liv recoupled first with Kane. She chose Kane. I was I wanted Iggy to come so bad. Also, I was not the biggest fan of Kane, but look, do you, Liv? I think she just maybe had the best connection with him. I really don't think they're, like, gonna go together for real.
I think she knew what was going on with the boys and was being strategic. Like, I think she was like, they're gonna have more girls brought back to the villa, and I think that she wanted to, like, be locked in.
Well, it would have been silly as a single person to leave Casa without without someone. Like, it would have been a weird move. Like, she honestly had to bring someone back, you know, because it would have been like, Rob's not waiting for her. I don't even think Rob liked her. I think Rob liked that she was mean to Leah. Well, not mean to Leah, but that her and Leah got into it. So
I think we might see a little bit of them again.
Perhaps. And so Liv chooses Kane, and who goes up? Leah chooses to stay loyal to Miguel, which, fine. I think she should have brought Iggy back for the vibes, but I'm devastated that Iggy went home because Mm-hmm. It just really broke. I love that man. It broke my heart. And so it's Miguel cool comes in.
She was like, I knew what time it was, but she was like, you know, still want to get to know you. And he was like, oh.
He basically said, I'm single. And then Ariana was like, but you are coupled up with Sierra.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, yeah, but I'm still going to get to know
Leah. Okay, and?
What about it?
Yeah, so Miguel came back in, Sierra, and Leah was like, okay. Like, she was, like, a little bit disappointed, but she wasn't, like, shocked, like, devastated or whatever. She's like, yeah, we're cool. And then we see Janae, who decides to stay loyal to Kenny.
I was gonna say Danae was very upset because Kenny came back with what's her
Catherine name? She works so hard for it. She works so hard,
and he was like, he was not even really into her. I think he was kind of scared that Janae
because he said that he
was scared that Janae was going to be in a couple because he likes Janae. You can tell. I thought that Janae was a bit dramatic at the recoupling because they had been together for one day. Even Leah said it. Leah, that's her girl. And she said, I told Janae, like, we were in the same situation.
Well, that's in this week. But yes. Yeah, but
she said it before, too. She said, like, you know, throughout the week, she said, we've only been with them for, like, a day before they went to CASA.
I think it's like 2 to 3 days. Yeah, but like still a very short amount of time.
It's fresh. Super worried.
And it would have been fine if Janae recoupled and like Kenny came back because they would have still gotten to know each other. It wouldn't have been, it shouldn't have been as big a deal, but Janae had taken L after L after L. And so she just probably was like feeling, she felt some type of way, realistically. And so she was like, I'm done. I'm leaving. And it's just really dramatic.
She was dramatic.
And I will say this. Catherine walked in there, she looked shocked, like she looked like a deer in the light. But I think it's so funny because she worked her ass off to get into that villa, and immediately upon walking in she got handed an L because Janae was like, who do you have a stronger connection with, me or her? And Kenny said, you.
They're like, take a seat.
Okay. It was like, Catherine's just standing there like,
they're saying, you better not sit next to her. I was like, damn. Actually, that might have been Serena. I don't remember who said it. They're like, not you sitting next, trying to sit next to her. And then they went to the other side.
I think that's Kayla and Aaron.
Was it Kayla?
I don't know. But it happened at some point. It was just crazy.
A few times. They were like,
can you come back?
No, it didn't happen with Kayla and Aaron because that's when she was like, I think you should switch.
Yeah. So, it really, I mean, Kenny came back with someone and Janae was really upset. I didn't think it was that deep. I get that she was hurt. I get that she was like, she felt like, dang, like, does someone like me? And it's like, yes, he does. But like, he also didn't know where you stood. Like, he did not know where you stood. Yeah. And he just brought Catherine back kind of as a safety, like, hate to say it, girl, but he did.
Yeah.
But you also just wanted to get into the villa. So good for you. And then, okay, Kendall. So Nicole stays loyal to Kendall. Kendall comes back by himself. Who, mind you, we didn't really touch on him in CASA, but Kendall was messy the entire time he was in CASA.
He was.
Instigating, egging the boys on.
He's messy in general. He's like,
he's very messy.
The boys and the girls. I don't like that.
But I will say this: he lost because what were we saying before? Like, my top votes would have been to win. It would have been Cordell and whoever he ended up being coupled up until he started moving disrespectfully. And then if not Cordell, then it would have been Kendall. But I don't like how Kendall is pretending to be a girls' guy, right? Like, he's like buddy buddy with the girls, and yet he's over there disrespecting them and their feelings. Yeah. By not holding his friends accountable.
Yeah, that comment when Daniela was making out with Aaron, she goes, he's so excited, I love this for him. That's not Kaylor. That's totally not Kaylor.
Mm-hmm. And he's just kind of saying that the whole week. Of like, oh yeah, like, I would expect, like, that's why I judge, like, two men off of their friends. Like, I feel like anybody should judge their romantic partners also off their friends. Because, like, I would want my guy's friends to, like, I don't think you need to be held accountable in that way. Like, I would not want to be with someone who had to be. But, like, I would expect your friends to be like, hey, calm down. You know what I mean? Like, and Kendall was not that. And especially, I think that was really hurtful, especially because he was such
a good person. If you were in there moving crazy, I would have been like, Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're having fun. I love that. But
stop. Yeah, and Kendall, like, for being buddy buddy and like besties with the girls, for you to just like completely disregard them, like, that's hurtful. Yeah. Like, but anyways, Kendall and Nicole stay together, cute, whatever. And Aaron comes in and he's like cheering because he sees Kaylor standing there by himself. He's like, yeah, like he's like, yes, like,
yes,
let's go. Like,
let's go.
And he's cheering, and everybody's like literally sitting around the fire pit. They're like, oh, that's not.
He doesn't know.
Like, Miguel is laughing. Miguel is just like, it was pure entertainment.
It's like that TikTok trend. He doesn't know I know this.
Yeah, like Miguel was just like he was genuinely laughing.
I knew this hack.
And everyone is just staring at Aaron, and he's walking up, and then Ariana's like, "How are you, Aaron?" He goes, "Yeah, kind of good." And he's looking at Kaylor, and then Kaylor is like, "So I got a video," and
the bass drops.
And
yeah, go ahead.
No, you're good.
Well, he was like, "We'll talk about it after."
That's how you know he's gonna manipulate, gaslight her. What the heck?
Ariana, this is why I love her as a host. She goes, I think we have time right now. I have time. Mm-hmm.
And like, I will say, it was very calculating of him to say that, because she's like, I got a video. And he goes, well, what did you see on the video? And we could talk about it afterwards. Because you know, why would it matter what she saw on the video if you know what you did? Are you not just planning on being truthful to her? No, you're not.
Yeah. And the thing that got me that was mentioned, how are you boohoo crying for Rob? Rob's girl leaving him. Not a shred of remorse for what you did to your girl.
Did not shed a tear. Well, I don't think he was crying that Andrea was. I don't think he was crying that Andrea was leaving, but that Rob was leaving, because he can't.
Doesn't matter.
Life without Rob in that villa.
Yeah.
And like,
crazy to me.
And he's sitting there saying he's guilty, and you had like all the tears and all the tantrums for how like Rob was treated, but you don't care how you treated Kaylor. Like, absolutely crazy. And so Kaylor's sitting up there saying like, look, I got a video of you saying, I hate that she told him what was on the video, because you should have made him like say his stuff. But she's just like,
he would lie.
Exactly. Like, oh, I got a video. So she told him she got a video of this XYZ, and he's like, we'll just talk about it after. And she's like, so I've chosen to stay single. Also, I do appreciate that Kaylor also laid into Kendall, and she's like, Kendall, that really hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
And because it's like, and you could see his face drop, and like, I really don't think Kendall was trying to hurt anybody's feelings. I just don't think he considered the girls. And Kaylor was so real when she said, these are real feelings that I have for a person. Like, I have real feelings, and you're just making it a joke. It's not a joke. It's not funny. And I said, exactly, it's not, Kaylor. It's not at all. And Kendall was treating it like that the entire time, which I really was disappointing, because I really like, I do like Kendall, but I was just like, that's just,
I was rooting for you.
Like, I just want you to be more considerate. And he was not considerate at all. And so Kaylor and Aaron sit down. Aaron tries to sit right next to you. This is what Ariana said to you on
Apple.
He tried to sit right next to Kaylor, and then she goes, actually, switch. And she
makes them, maybe you should switch spots.
Yeah. And so Kaylor got to go sit next to the girls, and Aaron had to like sit apart. And then Kaylor like turns to the girls, and she's like, was I good? And like, it, okay, I will.
Cute. That's so girlhood.
Mm-hmm. And all the girls were like, yes, you did good. And I will say this, every time a guy came in, all the girls were like, wow, you did your big one. They're like,
yeah.
And you, like,
look at you.
They did not let them rest every time someone came in. Like,
like our friendships in real life, like, they were writing. They said, oh yeah, this you? This
every you time you? They walked in, they said, you guys had a time, didn't you?
And it was all of them, not just, but this is where it started to get annoying. So after Aaron sits down.
So Aaron sits down, and then Rob comes in, which we knew that Rob was going to bring Daniela, because normally they would have the two single people come back first, because that's not really, like, you know, there's nothing really there. But you knew Rob brought back Daniela, because why is Rob not in here yet? So Rob brings back Daniela, and and all the girls are staring, and they kind of get it right away. They're like, that's the girl that's on the video. But then Kaylor doesn't, because she's clapping for Rob. She's like, yay.
And then she's like, that's not her.
Well, because Leah, someone said like, hey, I think that's, you know, so-and-so. And Aaron's sitting there. His eyes at this point are red, because he just got like, he was not, that little entrance he was expecting, the triumphant return. Mm-hmm. Like, he was really expecting to run in there, kiss Kaylor, and be like, yeah, we're back, I missed you, and run off in the sunset, right? And he didn't get that. And so he's sitting there, eyes are red, because he's like embarrassed. And Rob comes in, and then Janae's like, they're like, that's her. They're like, Aaron, is that Daniela? And Janae's like, is that not weird to you? And Aaron's like, we'll talk about it after.
Yeah, everything you wanted to talk about after. It's still going to be on camera, baby, whether it's in the group or not. In fact, you made it worse. You made it worse. Now everyone can see you bold-faced lying to that girl. So,
And so Rob does, in fact, come in with Andrea. I'm sorry, it was Danielle. R.I.P. Andrea. He comes in with Daniela. And they sit down, and Rob kind of knew what time it was when Aaron and Kayla weren't sitting next to each other. But I will say, Janae does do some like low-key things where I'm like, I don't know why you're saying this stuff, but like Rob sat down and she goes, by the way, Rob, we got a video. And I'm like, you could have just stayed quiet. Like, I thought it was super weird.
I figured so.
Yeah.
And they ask again, right? Don't they ask again, isn't that the girl that Aaron was with?
Oh, I don't remember, but Rob was like, yeah, I guess something like that happened.
Nobody says anything again.
But Daniela was like, look who we're sitting in between. It's like, yeah. And then we get to the final couple, which I will say, I don't think I was expecting Cordell to bring Daya back.
I wasn't either.
And so when he walked in, because from the like clips they showed, it looked like he was standing by himself, but they just had some distance between them. So Cordell comes in, and Serena has also chosen to stay single. And so Cordell comes in, and he has Daya with him, who, by the way, she looked really good. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, she looked good. That little dress, the green thing, I was like, that was cute.
Her wig just, like, wasn't sitting right for me.
For her.
On top of all those lies.
That's why our hair is so big. It's full of secrets. And so Daya comes in, and look, this was no longer Peacock TV. This was Zeus Network. This was what did Bad Girls Club premiere on? Like, woo!
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Like, they walked in, and Serena did not hold. I'm trying to think of some stuff she said. She just basically
said,
Cordell, and all the girls are laughing. They're like, haha. And Cordell's like, first of all, I will say this. He walked in there, couldn't even, like, this is where I got the ick. I got an ick because he acted like a little boy who got in trouble walking in there. He had his head down. He wasn't looking. And he said, they're all looking at us, obviously, because you're walking in here. And then Daya has to tell him, keep your head up. You know, like, is that not embarrassing for you, girl? So she's telling him, keep your head up. And he's like, I can't, I'm looking down, you know, whatever. And he's like, I'm not looking at them. And he just acts like a little kid. Like, he starts, like, twisting his hair because he's nervous. And he was like, I feel really bad. I'm sorry. You know, and it just, like, everything he said was, like, Cordell. Well, he said sorry at first. And Leah and Serena go, speak up. And Leah says, say it with your chest. Like, yeah, you're a grown man, say it. Like, stand firm on what you've done and who you brought back. Like, that's it. And so they come back, and Serena, she said so many great things to him about, like, having, basically,
you wasn't sorry when you were in there dry humping.
Yeah, she said you was getting it on.
And everyone started dying laughing. And what pissed me off is Diane and Daniela and the other girls are like, this isn't necessary. Like, they're making comments, and I'm just like, girl, shut up. There's no way you thought you were going to go in there, steal somebody's man, and there would be no repercussions. And no one was going to say anything or be upset.
And then Rob's sitting there, like, rolling his eyes. And I'm like, Rob, roll your eyes one more time. Roll them over.
Everybody, like...
And then Serena, I thought it was so funny when she goes, it's all right. I knew as soon as he got a little bit of attention and could get his little peeny whacker wet, he was good.
Yeah.
Peeny whacker.
Peeny whacker was crazy.
That was so funny. And then Cordell, and then Ariana's like, well, is there anything you'd like to say to Serena? And he goes, I mean, I'm sorry, you know, whatever. And then she just flips him off. It was kind of iconic. Like, she ate with that one. Like I said, ooh. And then all the girls started laughing. And they sat down.
Well, no, because they were still kind of making comments under their breath. And then Ariana was like, Liv, what did you think about that? And I was like, I love that she just asked.
She asked that about Kayla and Aaron. She said, Liv, what did you think?
Oh, was it Kayla and Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I love that she did that. She was like, what did you think about that?
Said, it was just, I want them to release all the footage from that recoupling, because I know there was a whole lot in there. I want to see it all. But so they sat down, then the Casa people, they didn't even get to say goodbye. They just walked away. Normally they get to, like, hug them and say goodbye, and Ariana's like, hey, you guys can go. And that was kind of it.
Tensions were just so high.
And And then that was the end of the week. And it was a crazy, like, we try to keep it. I mean, we always say we try to keep these episodes short. This is not a short episode, but we did not talk about a lot. Like, there was a lot to go over. And there was, like, we still could have dived into every single thing. We can make an hour-long episode about every episode that came out this week.
Yeah, I was about to say, we can make a few.
Yeah, because it was, like, we could break it down bit by bit by bit, but
we would love to do so.
Anybody have time for that right now? But it was just one of the crazier recouplings I've ever seen. Like, oh my God. And I love Serena did her big one, bro. Like, that was crazy.
After that, we started to get previews or like first looks for the next episodes.
Mm-hmm. And so,
everybody's going off. Most
people Serena's crying. Like finger guns at Cordell. Like, it's about to.
Yeah.
Serena is going off. Kaylor, I will say this, and we already know at this point in time what Kaylor does, but I will say this. I know Serena is going to stand on business. I know Serena is going to stand on business and not go back to Cordell. I have zero faith in Kaylor for not going back to Aaron. Absolutely zero. She's going to fold like a piece of paper. Because we already know what time Kaylor's on. And it's just not a surprise if that's what she does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts there?
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I think that just the way that she was like smiling and giggling the vibe during the recoupling just wasn't mean enough for me, and that's how I was like, I know you can't get rid of feelings in one night, but it looked like she didn't even want to try.
Yeah, well, even like before the recoupling happened, when like Aaron was doing his stuff in the Casa Amor, I just knew. I was like, she's gonna take him back. Like, even when she got the video, I was like, she's gonna take him back. I really didn't want her to, but I feel like it's not gonna be a surprise to anybody if that's what she chooses to do. So, but like, I just want her to want better for herself. I think Aaron is very manipulative. I think he's playing a game, and I think he wants to win. I'm not saying he doesn't like care about her, but he doesn't care about her in the way that someone who goes on Love Island looking for love would care about their significant other.
With all that being said, we've got some really important episodes coming up, including the social media challenge and the Lion Games coming up too.
And
I'm very excited. I think movie night's gonna be Oscar worthy, and
Kaylor's gonna need a medic.
With my popcorn.
Yeah.
I don't have popcorn, but it'd be worth it just for this episode.
And I drink a little tequila seltzer.
You're speaking my language.
It's just a good time over here. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. We will catch you next week. Debriefing everything that happened this week. You said and what?
I'm just gonna do our outro, but honestly, you're on your way out, so let's do it. I see you. Go for it. Hit us with the toodles. It's your turn.
You were powering up, baby.
It's your turn.
Toodle you.
I took her to the island. Little shorty, she be wildin', yo. Cause I always got a smile and she can't stop. Yeah, I always got a smile and she won't stop. Baby took me to